Welcome to the podcast with Tony, Christy, and Nikki from 101.3 in Rochester, New York, wherever you're listening. Thank you. And we invite you to share the link here at 101.3.com on your socials. Now, Nikki, you still have one cat, right?
Yes, Casey.
Okay, how's Casey doing?
Oh, she is adjusting to country living.
That's right.
Yes, she loves it. She's already living at Shane's. And she loves all the windows and all the nature outside. She loves watching it.
Oh, I bet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Christy, you still have two dogs, right?
Yeah.
I'm petless at the moment. My daughter has two dogs. And some of the things that people do to make sure that, I mean, your cats and your dogs are people to some people.
Oh, yeah. Boss so, dog?
Yeah.
He's like a little human boy. He is. He thinks he's one of Nate's friends. Like,
sure.
An actual boy. Like, when they come over, if he bounds up the stairs with all the kids, well, before COVID, when people actually came to your house, he bounds up the stairs with the children and gets right on the bed with them or right on the floor with them.
Awesome.
And I've got a picture with the boss dog sitting in the middle of, like, four boys. Like,
that's awesome.
I'm one of you. And if they lock him out, he gets upset and he paws at the door and cries.
Wow.
Till they let him in.
I love that. So here's some things people do. They make sure they have a healthy diet. You still doing that with your dog?
Well, Taylor should probably get a little healthier.
Do you share food with your dog?
Yeah, I do. Do you share food with your cat, Nikki?
My cat doesn't like human food.
Okay, that's for the best.
Good thing.
Yeah.
Do you get your dogs a lot of exercise? You don't do yourself? Do you buy them presents for the holidays?
Yes, I do. Okay. They open their own presents. They love to open presents. It's so cute watching them paw through the little wrapping paper.
You gotta get some video
of that. Oh, I have it.
Oh, you should be posting that stuff.
Oh, yeah, I have it. Yeah. It's so cute.
So my daughter has a social media account for Shep.
I followed it for years.
Yeah, it's good. She right, you know, she, and now that Dino's part of the mix, Dino's just one of, you know, the dog. She's got two dogs, but she doesn't name it for him. It's just still Daily Dose. And she always comes up with great little, you know, one-liners, which she does it pretty much every day.
Wonder where she gets that from. Must be her mother.
Must be her mother. Yeah, I have no idea. And she actually did. Her dog, Shep, who was her service dog, can poop on command.
No.
Serious. Now, he, of course, has to go to the bathroom. If he doesn't have to go, he doesn't go. But so I'll take him out when they visit, and I'll go in the yard, and I'll just say, Shep, poop. Boom. Right there. It's amazing. And that to me is the best thing you can do. Because you know how dogs take forever? They got to just find the right spot, which is, to me, you're pooping. What's
I do that with the child. Hey, we got to go.
Poop on command.
Go to the bathroom. We got to go. Okay.
So it's just one of the most amazing amazing things.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So guys, I'm moving out to the country.
Mm-hmm.
I think I shared this before. When I found out that one of my neighbors has been putting his trash in my trash bins.
Really?
Since I moved. So
really?
I've been there almost 5 years, more like four and a half, right? I come home today because I stayed at Shane's overnight, and I came home to get ready for work this morning. And I haven't taken out my trash bin yet because I was going to do it this morning. There's a trash bag sitting at the end of my driveway. Now, granted, I know this has been going on for years.
He mean he didn't even ask, just
no, never asked, nothing. And so I was just like, you know what, I'm going to move that thing back over. I was like, no, stop, don't be ridiculous. But I just did the math, guys. Mm-hmm. For what I pay for trash service for 4.5 years, half of that
should've
would be
been,
$850.
I'd send him a bill.
So, yeah, I'm thinking when I leave, do I leave a bill for his waste collection?
Was it just one bag a week?
Honey,
that's it?
He doesn't have trash service. I guess he did this with the owners before me, but he never asked me.
Well,
and
he probably didn't
the
ask
nicest,
them either.
He's the nicest
like
guy.
Is he an old guy?
What's that?
Is he an old guy?
Older than me,
I
but
think
not
she's
old.
Just jealous because somebody got one over on her because she doesn't like to spend the money.
Dude, I'm spending. So I spent close to $1,700 for those 4.5 years for trash and recycling like everyone else does.
Yeah, yeah.
And so there's part of me that's like, gets infuriated by it. But my mom told me, you know, just stop. Is he hurting anybody? No, but I still, it gets me, man.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
So are you going to say something when you go to move?
No, because you know, he's tell the new nice guy, but he should have asked me.
Listen, you got to tell the new owners.
I know, because he's going to do it. I mean, he knows I'm moving, and you put your trash at the end of my driveway with the bins not even there?
Yeah, that's a little strange. How much trash is he leaving down there?
I mean, usually it's only a garbage bag. But then when he has recycling, he puts it next to my recycling bin.
Oh, jeez. You got to tell the new owners, because then they should crack down on him just because. Is he a little alone?
If he would have asked, of course I would have said yes. Yeah. You know, but you know, if you want to use my trash service, maybe I get to use your internet since I've gone without that for 4.5 years.
Does he even have that?
I don't know.
Probably not. I'm going to go with not.
Yeah, I'm going to go with not. Does he Does he live alone?
Yes.
Is he a quiet man?
No.
Okay.
Just be nice.
You know where I'm going,
just be
right?
Nice, Nikki.
He was a quiet man.
He has his own business and things.
He has his own business.
He has. I'm not going to go into details. But,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Boy, I want.
But he can afford
this.
It. Is that what you're saying?
I think so. Yes. Yeah. Most people, if you live in a house, you have to pay for your trash service.
What do the other neighbors say? They all know that he does
it? Oh, I asked. So I saw all this different trash in my trash, and I texted my neighbors. I was like, did you guys happen to put trash in my trash? And they're like, no, but we know who probably did.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty weird. So I promised to tell you about Lord's strange thing she does on Insta. Now, the singer, you know, remember, any other hits besides Royals? I mean, I haven't heard much from her.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the only one I remember.
Well, she reviews onion rings on her Instagram account.
What?
She reviews onion rings?
Onion rings, yes.
Huh,
yes.
Okay.
I mean,
guess when you're famous, you can do anything.
When she loved them as a kid, because, you know, we used to eat pickled onions out of the jar as a youngster. So she apparently goes to different restaurants and eats the onion rings and then reviews them online. I mean, what the hell is up with that?
I don't know. I'm going to start reviewing mozzarella sticks.
There you go.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, really.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Start an account.
I know.
Either that or corn dogs. But there's not a lot of places that serve corn dogs, so I better stick with the mozzarella. Me too. And if we don't have those fireman carnivals, what are we gonna get? Where are we gonna get a corn dog?
Where
are
we gonna get our corn dog? In Syracuse.
That's Christy's biggest problem this year. Where are we gonna get corn dogs?
Where
no, that's not 2315. Honest
corn
to God,
dogs.
You are definitely redneck heaven.
Well, apparently, Tony, everyone but you is tired of celebrating their birthdays, and it's not because you know we want to all stay young. It's because people say their birthday feels like no other day of the year. It feels no different because we're COVID and we can't celebrate, we can't hang out, we can't get with friends.
I get it. I totally understand it. That's why you should celebrate it more. See?
How, though? My sister was the same way. She turned 50. She didn't want a party. She didn't want anything.
Yeah. I get that. But next year, if we get back to you know some semblance of normal, then do it then.
Then what? Now you're fit to do anything.
And we were all going to go on a trip like out of the country.
Yeah, right.
And we can't even plan it yet now because there are so many things still up in the air.
Well, my mom turned 100 last year on May 7th. So this May 7th, we'll be here 101st, and we're doing a party.
Oh, so can you actually be there?
We're actually going to be there, and yes, we're going to have a party.
Yep,
doing it. Everybody's vaccinated. We're just going to do it. And
if they're not vaccinated, they can't come? Is that kind of...
Well, they're all vaccinated.
Oh, okay.
we're doing it. And 101. I mean, at this point, come on, right? So she's excited, which is good.
Oh,
and
good. She has something to look forward to.
Right. She needs to have something to be excited about. This last year has been horrible.
That's true.
It's been very difficult talking to her sometimes because I call her every day and stop over when I can. You know, and when they let me, that type of thing. Because it's still, you can go in now, but you still have to make an appointment and all that stuff. And it's still, you know, regulated. And I get it. It's, you know, let's keep them safe.
I think she asked for a Coach purse.
Yeah, right. That's what she wanted. Yeah.
A little white and gray.
Yeah.
I heard her. She said to give it to Christy to wrap it for her.
Oh, okay.
I'll make sure it gets to her.
Okay. But as of May 7th, my mother will be the official elder of Warm 101.3 because she'll be 101 years old.
Yes.
So we have to do something with that. Should put a picture of her on the website.
We should. Yeah.
Worm's guardian angel.
I love it.
Mama Flo. So, yeah, it's exciting. I mean, son is going to come up from New York for it.
Excellent.
Yeah. So it'll be nice. It'll be nice and nice. So
will he have a date when he comes?
No, still not. He's
it's hard to meet
process.
People during the COVID in New York City, right?
Very difficult. he did have a couple of dates over the last month or so, but it is tough. It's starting to open up a little bit more.
Yeah.
But he's so funny. You know, he's so hilarious about it. My wife asked him, so how did you, because he had a couple. He goes, how did you meet these girls? He goes, well, you know, being handsome.
Oh my gosh, he sounds just like Shane. I'll be like, honey, you look so handsome today. He's like, I know.
It is what it is, baby. So,
cute.
That's funny. Well,
head
on over to we're good. So share this with your buddies on Facebook and blah blah blah, and we'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Sleep.